Hi there. The word for you today is on a spiritual checkup. In Luke 11, verse 17, we read Jesus knew what they were thinking in their hearts. For a spiritual checkup to be effective, you must examine the following three areas. Number one, forgiveness. Number two, soul winning. And number three, prayer. Let's talk about them. First, forgiveness. Paul writes, make allowance for each other's faults. And forgive anyone who offends you, anyone. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For, as members of one body, you're all called to live in peace. So, are you quick to forgive those who have hurt you? Do you try to resolve conflicts as soon as possible? Or are you harboring resentment? And how about soul winning? Jesus said, Matthew 28, the Great Commission, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. That's not just for preachers and pastors. That's for you. So do you have a concern for lost souls? Do you seize every opportunity to share your faith? Does your life show what your lips say? And third, how about your prayer life? We're talking here about priorities. Is prayer a priority? In 1 Chronicles 16, verse 11, the Bible says, seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. Do you have a consistent prayer life? Do you pray faithfully for the needs of others? Have you learned to pray in faith? Standing on God's word and believing Him for great things. Do you see the results of your prayer life? Has your prayer life led you to a deeper intimacy with the Lord? Those are questions you've got to answer. If you're serious about in-depth change and growth in your spiritual walk and developing a Christ-like character, spend time with the Lord today and say with the psalmist, search me, O God, and know my heart, try me and know my thoughts, and lead me in the way everlasting.